This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm here, you're my source of most advice, but forgive when I don't pay for Patreon. Everything Jake said came true. In the end, he bested you. Even though, as they all know, you'll get the turdy. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. You know, yes. That one, don't you? You little prick.
Yeah, that is...
Sorry. Oh.
What's with the...
No, I was like...
aggression, the negativity to kick off.
I tried to make it like playful, like, oh, you know that one, you little bastard, don't you? Like, in a way that's like, I'm tickling you, you little...
Even that, even you trying to qualify what you did at first sounded nasty. It sounded spiteful. It sounded vitriolic and hateful, if I'm being honest. It feels like you have pent-up aggression and anger that you're trying to get out.
No. Let's start over. Let's pretend like the song just ended. Wow.
Okay.
I love that.
Nice.
You love that, you little piece of shit? Awesome. I bet you do, you fucking basic ass, chuggy little bitch.
Excuse me?
I was like...
That time you went in even harder.
For those of you listening now, we already took that. It's been twice. I think I edited the first one out, I hope.
Yeah.
Hopefully you don't even hear this, because let's just start over.
At this point, I hope you left it in, because this second one makes a little more sense in context of the first. Otherwise,
sick.
You went in really hard.
I love that.
Okay, well, now you started it over, and I didn't even know you were.
All right, starting
now.
Ready? Whoa, Blink-182.
Very nice. Hoppa style. love that. Hoppa style.
What do you think
style?
Of that, you little motherfucker?
I don't.
You suck.
Okay.
You suck.
You clearly have something... You have a vendetta against me for some reason.
No, I was trying to be like, if you guys are listening.
You were trying to be anything.
The reason why this is so loaded, even though it feels like it's just starting, is because we've actually taken this intro fucking, I want to say 3 or 4 times at this point.
Yeah, we've taken it a lot of times.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
that's why
I'm trying to flip a switch and just be positive and cool every single time. And it feels like every time you get the restart, you decide that you want to be even meaner to.
And I don't even feel like I'm mad. It's almost like I repressed a memory or some shit that's coming up.
Why don't we try, just yell at me right now if you want to. Call me a piece of shit. Call me a prick. Call me a little asshole. Call me a dickling fucker. Okay? Go ahead.
Well, now that you're saying that I can, I'm like basically, yeah, you suck, you little dickling fucker. Fuck you, you little asshole. Now, it doesn't feel like anything.
That felt like it was starting to get somewhere for you.
I fucking hate you, you piece of shit. What the fuck is your problem? You suck. You like Blink-182? Who the fuck likes them? Grow up, you immature little prick.
They're right.
All right, that felt good, actually.
Okay. Nice.
Ready?
It did?
Let's play it.
I mean, let's not jump right into it, because that hurt my feelings, and I need to recover for a second.
Opa Hoppa style. I love that song.
That
Do you know
joke.
That song? Do you know what that was a parody of? Why are you upset, dude? Why are you upset? That was the first time we heard it, and we're getting right into the show.
Yeah, no, I liked it. I like that. I feel like at this point you have to leave all of the... You have
leave
to leave all of the vitriol.
No way. We're starting
because otherwise it won't make sense why I'm feeling dejected.
This is the top of the show.
Opa Hoppa
exactly.
Style.
That was a parody of online songs, which I have not even heard of before.
Yeah.
Do you know that one?
Yes, I believe it is track 2 off Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. Don't quote me on that, but I know that it's Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
And this was from the 90s, so what did online songs
mean then?
No. This is from 2000, like two or three, whenever Take Off Your Pants and Jacket came.
Right. Oh, okay. So online songs back then was like Napster, Kazaa, and stuff like that.
Online, that would have been AOL. Like, I think you're... I feel like he says something about away messages and
wow.
IMs and stuff in there.
Damn. For those of you under the age of like 25, you used to be online so much that you needed an answering machine when you weren't at your computer, yeah. but still online. And it said like,
right.
hey, I'm folding laundry, BRB, as an auto response if somebody sent you a
yeah.
AIM thing, which is basically a text message, so...
If you want it to be on your computer, you want it to be available all the time, but we didn't have smartphones. So we had to leave the computer online, but throw up a message just so you didn't miss anything.
That was exactly.
That was the vibe. But now you don't need an away message because you're always there.
Because your computer.
Always present.
Right, your computer's
Doesn't
on your...
Doesn't that make you feel fucking tense as hell?
Oh.
I'm always available?
I love it,
no,
yeah.
I want to throw up an away message. I want an away message now.
Hold on. We're getting some Slack messages
you
we have to respond
me.
To.
I'm away.
We're getting
you
some...
You can't, yeah.
Hold on.
Exactly.
We're getting Slack
uh-oh. Discord.
I'm actually going to text you this Slack.
Message boards, yeah, Facebook,
way,
Twitter, Instagram,
Let me send this
email,
to you as an email.
Other email.
And we can loop back. I'm actually getting a conference call.
Take it anymore,
Hello?
Man.
Yeah, yeah, no, I can talk.
Of course you
Slack
are.
Me. Fuck, Slack me. Shit. I'm actually, my dad's calling me in addition to this.
In addition.
On
yeah.
Skype. And I just got a Venmo request. I am so online. This is awesome. Hold on one second. I've got mail.
Yeah.
This is so cool.
Last night I saw you online. Your screen name used to be mine. Why can't we just pretend? That's it.
Your screen name used to be mine. They switched screen names? That seems really problematic.
I feel like Hoppus couldn't have understood the, you know, the purpose of a screen name or something when he wrote that.
That would have been so intense in eighth grade to switch screen names with your crush. That would be like the ultimate invasion
grade,
of privacy.
Me and my eighth grade girlfriend hid a little message in our screen names.
Really?
My screen name... had the number 38 in it, and it was her initials were CH, the third letter of the alphabet, and the eighth.
That's really cool, man.
Cool. It's not just cool. It's more than cool.
It's less
it's
than
fucking
cool.
Romantic. It's beautiful. It's actually really fucking deep and touching.
The guy, yeah, I was going to say the guy that wrote the song, his wife and him are in a band called the Canebreakers. And they recently released a few songs, which is actually cool and romantic. All you did was give kind of like...
Also it, cool and romantic.
Put like a creepy little nod to a it's girl in your fucking screen name. They also released a few songs under her name, Cameron Clements, all of which can be found on Apple Music or Spotify. Thank you, love, Taylor Clements.
Nice.
Oh, wait.
Thank you.
P.S. Online Songs is one of my favorite lines from the early 2000s. Last night I saw you online. Your screen name used to be mine. Why can't we just pretend?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. He loved it too.
Wow, that's wild. That is pretty wild. This song also featured a really nice na-na like cadence.
This was even before No.
This was after. They're trying to recreate that magic.
I see.
With Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. Yeah.
Oh, this is after that.
Yeah, this is after.
No, this is from Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, you said.
Oh, right, sorry. It's after Enema of the State. The you know, the famous na-na was All the Small Things.
I see. And they're like, let's bring it back. Yeah. People be like, oh, remember
let's
that from
back.
Their other songs. Mm-hmm. Well, they should have said...
This album was also released in 2001, I see.
I said they should have said na-na-na-na-na-na to using that riff again. Yeah. Come up with new shit.
Nice. What have you ever done?
Oh, I was going to say, on our Patreon, you can watch
aside from
us watch
fun of me
Jake
for
and Amir
being
videos.
A cute little boyfriend in eighth grade.
We're watching our old episodes on our Patreon, so.
Speaking of our old episodes.
Yeah?
They're our episodes. I don't think we talked about that on pod.
I think we have. Have we not?
No, we have not. I don't think.
Really?
I'm not sure.
Just on our Patreon.
Maybe
wow.
we talked about it on our Patreon, but Jake and Amir is now owned by Jake and Amir.
Yeah, and we got you know, half-baked plans about what to do with them, but nothing is fully formed, obviously. Like, people are asking us, are you going to make new videos? Are you going to move the old videos? Are they going to still live on collegehumor.com? Are you going to put them behind a paywall? And it's like, yeah, we are going to charge $4 per view.
Yeah, we're
going to
put them
video.
In the, we're going to put fucking Jake and Amir videos in the vault. If you want to watch
Disney
a burp,
style.
You're going to have to pay me cash for that. Okay.
Which one's burp?
The one where you try to burp and you throw up on yourself. It's really all time. We should charge. We'll turn them into a non-fungible token. You burping will cost 1 million, but we'll come up with our own currency.
Crypto.
Yeah.
I see.
It'll cost 1 million gullies. Okay.
Oh, that's really good. So how much is a gully going for?
A gully is worth 1/8 of 1 cent. So that's pretty cheap.
Okay. So
but a million
people
of them.
Buy gullies with US dollars on some sort of exchange.
Well, you can exchange them for your Ethereum, your Ride Locks. Your Tron,
I'm
your Doge,
you
if
don't,
you will.
You're like vaguely familiar with this shit. Mm. You're trying to like come up with a game plan.
You
but
can
you don't know
PayPal,
what half these things
You
were,
can PayPal mean. Me and you become Leron. How's that?
What does that mean?
PayPal me one Ryblock and you
no,
actually are
you
Leron now. I can
so
do
people
that. I have
PayPal
that authority.
You.
These are my fucking
yeah,
videos.
People can't PayPal
these
you
are
that
my
weird
fucking
alt.
Videos. And you don't own shit.
You're definitely, it wouldn't make me a fictional cousin to fucking figure out a way to send you this altcoin you accidentally bought 4 years ago that may or may not exist anymore, by the way.
Ryblocks?
Like, I don't know if you, yeah, I don't know if you caught
it all in on Ryblocks.
I know you did. And I'm afraid it's not there anymore. And people definitely can't PayPal them to you. And if they did, it doesn't make them my cousin in the web series. So you don't get to come up with a game plan anymore.
Okay, well, if anybody has any ideas of what we should do, please let
us
know. Our plan, or at least my plan for right now, is finding a way to put them all in one place so everyone could watch them. We will not put them behind a paywall. I want
that's
them
good.
To
okay,
be,
that's nice.
Yes, I want them to be, it's a free and open and
democracy.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
And we've been able to make some occasional videos in the past few years. Mm-hmm.
But
we always had to ask for permission. Yeah, and this way we'll be like, hey, we want to make a video. We can just do it right away. So there's less of a barrier to entry. So that'll be fun too.
Yeah, we could have made, if we had done this a little bit earlier, we could have made a March Madness video, which I already can't wait for next year, you know?
Fuck.
That's going to be fun.
Okay, but yeah, just know that we do have the content now. The IP is back in our names, as our names, and we hope to do something cool with it as soon as possible. And I'm sure as soon as we figure out a plan, we'll let you guys know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But for now, yeah, store up on those Ryblocks, PayPal them to Jake, and you'll be Leron, I guess, for a day.
Damn right.
All right, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the web, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Leron, and
that's
you can
cool.
be Leron if you want.
Yeah, if they pay value. Ryblocks, of course. Here's a fun question. It feels like a modern-day Seinfeld episode, so let's call this guy George Costanza.
Nice.
A couple years ago, writes George, I matched with a girl on Tinder and things are going well. I got her number and we planned a date, but I realized she wasn't for me.
A couple of years ago, he said?
Yeah, this was like 2 years ago. They matched and then he ghosted her. He straight up ghosted her.
I see.
Yep,
okay.
A shit move. Cut to now, we match on a different dating app, Bumble. We start talking last week and things are going well and we plan a date. She gives me her phone number and it's the same one as before. I sent her a message on Bumble saying I had a great time. She tosses in her number. So I go to add it and she's in my phone already. The convo's still there from last time. What the fuck do I do? If I message her and she sees that she still has my number, maybe even the conversation, she knows I'm a piece of shit, or at least was 2 years ago. Should I play coy and comment on the fact that I knew the whole time? Thanks, love, George. So if he texts, do you have the old messages saved in your phone or do you have it like auto archive after 30 days? Because nobody needs to see text message threads from 9 years ago.
Yeah, I have it auto archive. I think it auto archives after like either 6 months or a year or maybe 9 months, whatever.
Yeah, I think that's most people do have that at the very least just for space. Mm-hmm. But then also like after you don't want to be able to see like drunken texts you either sent or received 11 years ago, which is how long we've all had the iPhones at this point.
So it is. So he matched with her on Bumble and they were chatting, planning a date, sent, and then he's going to send it to text. That's the plan. Yeah. Right?
And then when he sent it to text, it's like, oh, this, I already talked to this person and ghosted her 2 years ago.
Right.
Oops. Should I text her or does he have to get a new phone number now just to text her? It's like, hey, this is me now.
Interesting. He could. There's a couple
options.
That's
a big way to go.
There are a couple options. He could get a burner.
Yeah, that seems like pretty extreme, right?
That's
extreme. How does one even go about getting a burner? I see it on TV, but like, what do you get? Like a flip phone from a Radio Shack and say, I'll pay $30 a month?
Yeah, I think that you could get them at a bodega. You can get a phone anywhere. That's not an issue.
You can get a phone at a bodega?
I think so.
You get like turkey and a fucking SIM card?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think. Okay. But here's you could also, I feel like there's got to be a computer program that is like text from your computer and like make it your own number, right?
Yes. Yeah. Like a forwarding situation. Yeah. Like Google, I think, has like text forwarding or something.
Right. But the thing is really like at the end of the day, this is going to, if the dates go well, this is going to come up. Like, she knows you ghosted her, right?
Maybe she doesn't remember because it was 2 years ago. This guy looks new. It's a new app and they haven't texted. So she doesn't have that recollection.
Hmm.
And he doesn't want to remind her.
Right.
And now I'm kind of scared that like I'm implicated in this shit. Like, what if she's mad at me for giving this guy
wouldn't matter
bogus advice?
She easily could be, but it wouldn't, you don't even know who she is. You don't know her.
I might.
There's
she might be the one
world
for
that
me.
Are mad at you that don't like you.
Right.
Deal with that, right?
I don't think so. I mean, my mom's not a fan, but it doesn't mean that she doesn't like me.
Mm-hmm.
She's just currently annoyed with how I've handled the few issues, and so is my dad. Well,
I see her.
So is my
cousin. I see her on the subreddit. I see her commenting, trolling you on Instagram.
Yeah.
Said third best son out of, you have two brothers. So that's
that one is trending.
Ass.
Yeah. Third best son. Yeah.
Third best son is trending on Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah. That was, and I don't want this guy that ghosted her to be mad at me like my mommy is mad at me.
Right. I feel
but
like you're,
I guess that's not this guy's biggest issue.
It's not. I don't even think it's your biggest issue. Like, focus on your issue with your mom. And not worry about this guy.
This guy who's like kind of a borderline stranger to me.
Or the woman that he ghosted.
Yeah. Even more so. 2 degrees removed to being a stranger to me.
But your mom dislikes you publicly.
My next and only of kin.
Yeah. And you need to focus on that. You have a nemesis and it's your mother.
That's right. She basically wiped my ass for 3 years and I breastfed from her teat. And now she dislikes me.
That's fucked up.
Do you realize how messed up that is to carry me and then hate me?
Yeah, I can see now why you're sensitive about people liking you. So it tracks that you want this stranger twice removed to not be
to
mad
be
at
my
you.
Mommy. Or to be not mad at me.
I see. You have mommy issues.
I don't have mommy issues. Just happy Mother's Day to this lady. Shout out. Or
I see. Sound off. Okay. Yeah.
Sound off in the comments for sure.
You can take a calculated risk and just text and just be like, roll the dice. I think she's got a new phone. And I feel like you are going to be okay. And the alternative is you can just, even though you got the number, continue messaging on Bumble. I don't think it would be that weird.
Yeah. Okay. So just go for it. Cross your fingers. Hope for the best. And hopefully, if she does call you out, it's in the playful fashion, not like a, holy shit, I remember what happened. You ghosted me.
Yeah, they didn't go out. So I feel like when you're talking to people, someone you met on Tinder and you're texting, it's annoying, but that's not like an unforgivable sin to ghost someone you've never met, to stop responding to a text.
Yeah, that's true. It's not like he could have done a lot worse things on that first date.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, wait, they went on a date? They met?
No. Oh. No, they didn't.
Right. So if they never met, I think it's okay.
Yeah. I wonder if it even helps this case. It's like, oh yeah, I ghosted you. I guess I'm a bad boy and now I'm interested in being with you again. Actually, let's meet up here. I have a leather jacket to get pick up from dry cleaners. And then you take out a little comb and it gets stuck in your hair. And you're like, oh, fuck yeah. Me.
Switch.
I'm actually in pain. Yeah.
Oh.
Danny Zuko style.
Yeah, you're wearing fucking cool boots and you twist your ankle.
Yeah, you have a single mento rolled up in your sleeve, so it's like still the sleeve rolled up, but like instead of a pack of cigarettes, it's a little fucking candy.
I'm gonna roll my sleeves for the summer. That's a look. That's a summer.
I think so.
Look. Yeah, that's a summer look. I'll have to start smoking cigarettes, obviously.
That's a weird time to start doing that right after a pandemic. Like we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel with this disease that really affects your lung capacity, and you're now going to start smoking cigarettes?
Well, just so I can keep them rolled up in my sleeve. Otherwise, I'm sort of being a poser. So I have to walk the walk and smoke the smock.
I really think that's a bad idea. I mean, maybe you could get into cigars or something.
Mm, I do like cigars. I actually do like cigars. Though on New Year's, I smoked a cigar and I threw up, so...
I think that was related.
Yeah, definitely. I smoked the cigar all wrong. It was.
And then how did it make you puke?
It was like cold out and I needed to smoke outside.
This obviously. Was by yourself, right? Because like everyone told you to go outside to blow off some steam. So they gave you a cigar. You're like, I'm just gonna fucking chill outside, even though it's cold. So you put on a leather glove and you started smoking a stogie outside.
I really did every. I wanted to ring in the new year. You're not going to a party. You're not doing anything. You're like, I'm going to buy a cigar. I'm going to celebrate. But I didn't really realize that nobody else was going to smoke with me. That I was going to be outside by myself. And so I was out there. It's cold, and I'm just like huffing and puffing because I'm trying to get through the cigar. So I can go inside,
because hang out with everybody. Yeah.
And also, I think like when you're really smoking a cigar, you got that like torch lighter that like that burns it.
The big boy.
Yeah, it's ready to go. Like rocket fuel. But I had like a one of the free Bics from a gas station or like a 99-cent one. Enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, huffing. I'm really, fucking inhaling.
You're not supposed to, right?
No.
You're not supposed to inhale because it's too much smoke or something.
Just trying to get this thing lit. And I smoked. Yeah. Then I smoked it straight to my face because I wanted to go back inside. And then I walked inside and like the countdown is happening and Jill looks at me and I'm not there. I was
this is before New Year's you went there. Yeah, this is you got like high off a cigar or something.
Yeah, I was so I was in a fog, I was in a daze, I was adrift at sea, so, like just my feet weren't under me. It was I had a crazy ass head high, and I had not drunk that much, and I'm like just so as soon as it was New Year's, I like stumbled into my bed and I was like, this is really bad, and then I spent the night throwing up. But that said, then I hung out with a dude who knows how to smoke cigars.
The second or something? When was this?
This was over Jill's birthday. We were out with some friends. And months later, he knows the deal about cigars. He had like cigars from Cuba. He took like an hour and a half to smoke it. And he like lit it with the rocket torch thing. And it that was really, really nice.
You did it right. Yeah.
I did it right the second time. So now I like cigars again, but it took me that long to get back on the pony.
Did you tell him that you did it wrong one time? And he's like, yeah, you did this, so you can't do this. Yeah. That'll make you sick.
Yeah. I told him the New Year's story. Yeah. And he chuckled along and agreed that I had done it very wrong.
That's good. All right. At least now you figured it out. And that's let that be a cautionary tale for anyone that wants to smoke a cigar.
Yeah.
Don't do it quickly and by yourself when it's cold.
Don't do it alone.
Yeah. Cigars are not meant to be done alone, I don't think.
Yeah, they're really better enjoyed with someone.
Of course. All right. Let's take a break. Thank some sponsors. Come back with more questions and answers after these messages.
Yeah.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very exciting.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app.
That's right.
That finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what you saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month.
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, quasi-legal,
no,
kind of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments. That's rocketmoney.com/segments, rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
On to Listener to the Fight!
Mom, I'm coming!
Gross.
I sure do. You know I made a wallet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're my wallet now. You made a wallet. Yo.
I am your wallet now. I'm your wallet now. That's right.
How does that work? So let's see your wallet, because I'm in the market. I haven't had a new wallet in so long because I don't really use my wallet anymore.
Okay. So yeah. What we did, number one, was me and Mike on the Goat Show looked at a ton of different wallets.
Right.
We found the things that we liked about all of them. We modeled this very closely after the Bellroy, I think like card sleeve or note sleeve, not note sleeve. Anyway. So it's got
I think the one that I have.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
Similar.
Yeah.
So it has like similar dimensions. And my issue with that wallet was always, number one, the card holder things themselves were a little flimsy because they have that weird little cutout. So we made this just more of an elegant angle.
Yeah.
You see that?
Angled, yeah.
Yeah. It's got the card tab where you can have card storage behind it.
Need the tab, yeah.
It's got another pocket here. And then the best part, the cash pocket is actually this little elastic strip right here.
So it doesn't open fully like a wallet. It's like you fold up the bills and slide it in.
Yeah. And my issue with the slim wallet was always that you needed to fold your bills into thirds if you wanted to store them in the pocket. So we made this last pocket half the size of the wallet, and it gave it this elastic strap for extra security. And you've got the secret cash pocket in the back that holds a bill with a single fold instead of a threefold.
And that's good because, like, it seems like wallets can now start de-emphasizing cash. Like, back in the day, wallets need to be big because you used cash almost every day.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've used cash in the last year. I need, like, an emergency 50 in there that I probably won't use until 2023.
That's exactly what I use this pocket for. Just, like, in case I'm ever in a situation where I need cash. But I'm not really holding a lot, just, like, Maybe two twenties. Yeah. That's what I do.
And I remember back in the day when like wallets stopped carrying coins, and I'd be like, "So where do you put your coins? You need a little coin zipper, otherwise you get nickels and dimes." And it's like, okay, coins are way like coins 20 years
out.
Old.
Coins are out.
Cash is almost out now too.
Yeah, there's a lot of places that are cashless, but I think it's nice to have cash, and I like to carry cash around just a little
cash bit. Just like an emergency bill. And it's almost like to the point where you don't even need as many cards as you used to. Like I used to have like several debit cards, credit cards, different types of cards. Now it's like I almost use Apple Pay and I need like one or two cards, one or two bills. And now you got the slim wallet that can hold those things.
And you've got the premier slots on the wallet are the one and two right up here. Yeah.
The ID.
And then you have some space for the underused cards. And then this thing is like, it holds 6 to 8 cards, which I think is the right amount. I'm down to 6. Cause like cards, like my like AAA card or my gym card, all of those things are like, that's on the phone. No problem now. You know?
Yeah. Like what about like my health insurance? Are we still carrying those around? Do we still need that nowadays?
I keep those cards in a box in my dresser. Cause like if I'm going to the doctor, I'll grab that just in case. But also, no, it's like that's, at least for my doctor, that's digital. All of that stuff is digital. My car insurance doesn't even send me a card anymore. It's just an app.
Right. You can almost just like take a picture of it, or even I've seen people print out a little piece of paper and tape it to their ass.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Because that way you just have the number. Mm-hmm. And like if anybody ever needs it, which they probably don't, it looks like you're reaching into your pocket. But you're
on me and my brother's website where we sell this wallet, we also are going to start selling tape in case you just want to.
Ass tape.
Because tape
some cards.
It's a slim wallet. You have all the cards that you need for the wallet, but then you can tape whatever else you need to your ass.
That's good. And with a slim wallet like that, I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Could you almost tape the wallet
to
the inside of your ass? Yeah. Or like it probably needs to fit in a pocket.
It's pretty light. I think you would need something. No, I'm just talking about like the strength of the tape. I don't know if just your standard scotch would do it.
You'd
might
open
need
it.
Packing tape.
I think you'd open it and put one of the sides in the
crack.
In between the butt
and
cheeks.
The other one would
flat. And that sort of does the heavy lifting. And then with one piece of tape, you sort of tape it to the right side of your ass. Are you a left or a right cheek for ass tape?
I like the wallet in the front left pocket. This is a front pocket wallet. And then if I'm taping something to my ass, it would probably be right side because that's where I keep the keys. So I'm used to things being on the right side of the ass.
All right.
You too?
So yeah, I'll just shove it up my colon. The reason I ask you is because it's funny you mention that it's a front side wallet. I've gotten ridiculed by friends, family, especially I'll call him out, Marty Michael, who says you shouldn't keep your wallet in the front. I always keep it in the front. I don't like sitting on a wallet. And I believe you also took his side and said, no, you got to keep it in the back. Now, are you telling me you switch to the front?
I have swung in the pandemic. Yes, because I'm and out less. I think that like it is nice to. Well, actually, two things have happened. One,
okay.
I am going out less, and I do like having, you know, like the clean looking front pockets. If I'm
right,
if I'm
that's
on the
whole point. Yeah. That's the whole point of the back wallet is that you it doesn't look like there's anything making a little fucking outline of
right.
like a glob in your front pocket. Right?
Yeah, and I think if I were going out like. If I was like going out to dinner or going out to a bar or something and I was going to be seen and like meet up with friends and stuff, I would probably put it in the back pocket. But then the other thing is that my pants have gotten looser in the last 2 years.
Interesting.
I was wearing like the skinnier pants when we were all hanging out.
Yeah. And when you shove that pocket in, that wallet in, it's like a skin tight seal that creates, you can almost see the exact outline of the wallet in the pocket.
Yeah. I feel like to get my wallet out of my pocket a couple years ago, I needed two hands. Like you have to peel it open,
especially in a car. You have to like fucking plank, lean back, grab, squeeze, pull up.
But I'm wearing regular sized pants now. They're a little baggier,
straight leg, almost chino style straight leg khakis.
Slim straight. Me and Micah talked about the goat chinos on an episode of the Goat Show. They are the Target Goodfellow tech chinos.
And do those even have a back pocket, or like you keep them buttoned? You don't even access that back pocket.
They have a back pocket. They have a back pocket. I put my keys in the back pocket because I got the key clip. Yeah, I like the keys in the back pocket. Keys in the front pocket doesn't work for me.
But you have since moved to wallet in the front. I wonder if that's a universal shift or a personal one.
Yeah, I wonder too. I did used to have wallet in back left, keys in back right, phone in front left. That was what I did.
And now what'd you move to?
Now it's wallet and phone. Same pocket, front left. Because the wallet's
that slim. Same pocket. Yeah. Wow.
I would love to send you one of these wallets.
Okay. Yeah, send it. Do you have my manager's number? You can send it to him. I'll pick it up. Or send it to my agent, actually.
Give me your address. I'll send it directly to you. Give me your
number. Don't worry about it. He gets everything and I'll pick it up one day when I'm in Beverly Hills.
I feel like it's this weird power play that you have with
it's me. It's not a play. Call my agent. Call my manager. Call my publicist if you want me to talk about this shit. Okay. I'm not going to give away some fucking free Instagram story for your ass.
All right.
Call my publicist.
It's really not like... It was not like an influencer thing. I was trying to... I thought you'd like it. I'm not...
Yeah. Sorry about that. You can send it to my accountant.
Why would I send it to him?
Send it to my accountant. Next time I'm picking up documents, I'll pick up the fucking wallet. Wait, so you have two things in your front left, zero in your front right? What, don't you like the balance, the symmetry, the equal distribution?
Yeah. I feel like I have that because I've got front left, back right. It's a different kind of symmetry. It's a mirror image.
Oh, I see. So you're talking about 360 symmetry. I'm talking symmetry within the front pockets.
Right.
Wow.
Are you going, you do
kind of a game changer.
Phone left, wallet right?
Yeah, phone left, wallet right. Because then, you know, they're kind of equally sized nowadays. So it feels like, boom, each one thin. But like, how thin can your phone and your wallet be that it's still not creating a crease? Oh, yeah, that's pretty thin.
That's pretty thin.
Those are very thin. Does it come in brown? I see that's a black wallet.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of the brown or blue.
Don't you worry, we've got brown. We're thinking about that third colorway. So if you want, you can
blue leather monogrammed in orange. A hyphen dot dot dot. B question mark.
We're not,
and on the back it says badass motherfucker.
And I'll tape that to my fucking team. How's that?
Me talking to an agent, not even mine. Is this William Morris? I'm here to pick up a wallet that belongs to my ass. Why are you tasing me? I used to have a fucking client here.
I'm not going
to
tell Jake that I don't have an agent, okay?
The least you can do is accept a package. Oh, you're tasing me.
Come on.
Okay, so how do non-me people get this wallet? I know you're going to send it directly to me, but if I wanted to... Actually, my brother was saying that he was in the market for a wallet, and he was looking at that wallet specifically. So how do people get it?
Well, he can go to Brothers Halcyon, brothershalcyon.com or follow us on Instagram, brothershalcyon. I guess on Instagram, there's .com.
Right.
Brothers, HALCYON. Brothers.
Wow. Halcyon. And it's cheaper than my Bellroy. This one's only $50.
That's right. We undercut the fuckers.
Oh, the brown looks good. Yeah. It's nice and tan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is great. And then does it fit, like, I have Magnum fucking condoms.
Yeah. I mean, the Magnum condom package is around the same size as a folded in half dollar bill, so that would easily work.
Really?
In the bill pocket.
I think mine are fucking even bigger than that.
It's not going to fit on your cock. That's where it's not going to fit, because you have tiny little pecker. You have a pencil dick.
It's actually, I'm starting to feel like I'm talking too much about this kind of shit, and I don't want anybody to know about the thinness of my anus. And the fact that my taint is sharp.
You don't want people to know that. You talk about it all the time.
Yeah, but I talk about it in a way that convinces people it's big. So I'll say, like, does it fit a Magnum condom? And then in their brain's eye, they're like, oh, okay, Amir's probably well endowed. But then you keep bringing up the thinness of it. And now it's like, overall, people are thinking that
it up
maybe
once. It's almost, I feel like you're highlighting it more than I am. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
People are thinking about it now because of the way that you're talking about it.
Exactly.
I made a flippant remark. You dug in. It feels like you've explored everything there is to explore around.
I'll take the wallet, basically. Long story shorts.
Brown.
I do need, I'll take the tan wallet. Thank you. How many did you make? Or is it like print on demand style?
We made 200 and we're shipping them out of the basement. And actually I think there are only like 100 left, but if they sell out, then we're going to get
what kind of boxes that come in. You have like a fat wad. You got like 50 wallets down there.
They're in the other room, but we did monogram the box. It looks really pretty.
Oh, that's cool.
And they come in a huge box. Yeah.
You're actually going to the post office to send these off? Is that how it works?
The postman does pickups at the house when he drops off the mail. So you just let him know you have a package. That's yesterday, great. We shipped out 60 wallets.
You're writing the labels by hand, printing it out, sticking it on using stamps.com?
Micah is using, I believe he is using stamps.com, and he got like a heat printer label thing. This thing like fires them off, and him and his girlfriend pack the wallets and mail them out. We also put a sticker in there, so don't you worry
about
that.
That's nice. Yeah. I was gonna say, I think I deserve a sticker at least for the free wallet.
Oh, also, just a sneak peek just for you, we're also gonna, we made this hat. Can you see this hat?
Yeah. What is that? Is that a shell? Is that a turkey head? Is that a flower?
It's a mountain lily. That's right. Third guess. It's a flower.
Halcyon. Not even brother. It's just straight Halcyon. What's the back say?
Well, someday I want to drop the brothers and just be Halcyon, because I think Halcyon is a goat name. The back says Pursued by Glory, which is the family crest that me and Micah came up with, or our family words.
Did everyone else have to sign off on that, or just like the
it's
brothers
the brother,
sort
it's
of
the brother
dictated?
Words, yeah, it's the brother words.
Nobody else is Pursued
by Glory. The triplets
and
Hannah
Glory
have not said it yet, but we'll get them. We'll get them.
Yeah, once this takes off, you can have like the sisters Halcyon.
That's cool. A competing brand.
Although I did see that they started making stuff too, right?
Yeah. We've got a very entrepreneurial family. They're still making the beard oil, but they pivoted and kicked my ass out. Now it's beard oil and pube oil and skin essential oil. It's just an oil company.
I would love to talk to them about the pube oil of it all, because if I can get in on the pube oil advertising game, I feel like I can be a spokesman.
Actually,
Manscaped style.
They did. They
because
used,
you've seen
they,
my mound, my pubis mound.
I've seen your pubic mound. Yeah.
It is a,
it's
riddled a, looks
with
like a
tape
merkin.
Scars. Yeah.
I am ripe for a before photo, and I'm just ready to take it.
Yeah. Well, they did use Gumball to book an ad for their new brand, East Rock Botanicals. So you might.
And is it on Gumball? Is it on Gumball? Did they purchase buckets? Did they purchase my basketball ad?
I should ask them. I just saw the alert that they purchased an ad from Gumball, but I don't know where they bought.
I mean, it's probably me, right? Who else could talk about pube oil with such confidence and pedigree?
with such vim and vigor, as you say.
With such oil and vinegar, as me. All right, cool. That's good unsolicited advice. Let's take another break, come back, and answer some fucking questions on the other side of these messages.
Come on.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast, super simple.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right,
you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. And we are returned, finally.
What's up?
All right. Should we try to get through some more Q's and A's? This is an advice podcast, after all.
Yeah, let's do it. Why not?
Here's a question about what to do with a PlayStation 4 that was received as a gift. We'll call this guy Sunny, because it's a Sunny PlayStation.
Nice.
Sunny writes, I'm in high school with my older brother, and a while ago, some family acquaintance we don't really know approached us about selling his PS4. Me and my brother declined, but after he couldn't find anyone, he ended up just giving it to us for free. Sounds like a good gig, right? Here's the problem. It's been a year, and we haven't used it at all. In fact, we haven't even plugged it in. It's just sitting in the living room next to our Switch. So now we're looking to get rid of some belongings ourselves before our brother moves to college next year, but we both feel a little weird selling this console that we got for free. Is there a statute of limitations that we should try to wait before selling it? Are we obliged to gift it to someone else? Do we have to give it back to him? What do we do with it? Love the show, and congrats on the turdy this episode, Amir.
Yeah,
that,
wow.
We should say that hasn't happened yet, so.
Really? I feel like he just he wanted it to you.
Thanks
That's
for
awesome.
Nothing.
I love that a fan writes in and gives you the turdy. That's really cool.
Well, we decide together.
Why don't you accept that with Vim.
What? With vim and not vigor, you want me to me to accept that turdy with a single vim? All right. It's not your decision to make.
So, speech.
Thank you.
Speech.
This isn't a speech. I'm just going to tell them that we decide together, mostly you, but also I have some input in terms of tiebreaker, who gets the turdy and who gets the golden mic. And I thought we both did pretty well this episode. We'll decide at the end who ends up getting said trophy. We don't have to even talk about it yet. It was just part of the PS. Speaking of PS, this PS4. fuck, now I'm like sweaty. I'm trying to think of
that was a really nice transition. That was a fucking awesome transition. That could have earned you the golden mic if you hadn't already accepted the turdy, which you really didn't have to do. It's not his decision to make. You gave a speech.
I said thanks, but no thanks. We don't know yet.
You said thanks.
I said we'll decide at
you
the end.
You said thanks.
You yelled speech. I didn't even want to talk. You made it into like this weird thing.
That PS.
Speaking of PS,
PS4. That's so good. I feel like it sucks that the golden mic has to fall to me as you took home the turdy.
We can both get it. I'll get it for the PS4. You get it
because I'm obviously cheese chuffed, honored, humbled,
and vimmed.
And vimmed. And a little bit vigored, to be honest. So appreciate much.
So what?
Love.
What should this? Can this guy just sell a fucking PS4 that was gifted to him?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Fine.
I think it's a little wrong. I think it's wrong. Why? How much does the PS4 go for?
I could check eBay, but I bet a couple $100 because I think PS5s already exist. I don't really know the difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can get a PS4 for $275 right now. I don't know why this guy didn't sell it on eBay. I guess it's annoying to have to list and ship, but yeah it's between $200 and $300.
The weird thing is that it's like, it feels like the right thing to do is just like cut this guy in on it. You know, he says, will you sell this? You say no. It's like, well, you can have it. And you're like, oh, okay, you don't use it, but you let him store it at your house. And now you're
there. We go. That's a really nice way to do it. You fucking sell it. You get $300. You split it three ways. It's $100, $100. This guy gets $100 for giving you the gift at all.
Yeah. That a year way, later, he's out. Just going to get $100. I feel like he shouldn't be mad. But again, I do feel like I could easily see this turning into another episode of Seinfeld and just being like, well, you should give
you
me
you sold home. My PlayStation? I gave it to you. Like that?
Or just like, well, I asked you to sell it a year ago. You should give me the whole nut, you know?
Now you owe me more cash for that.
He's like, this guy could easily want more. But you could also just be like, we sold it for $100 and give it to him. And then, you know, not tell him that you...
Or you could be like, we sold it for $150. Here's $50. And then suddenly you and your brother are making out like bandits, right. AKA
if you really
French
want to rob
kissing.
Him, you don't have to tell him anything. So I think that it makes sense that this guy should get the cash. And, you know, you get a VIG for doing the transaction. You know, you get paid for taking that on.
Sell and split. That seems to be the fairest way.
I think so.
All right. One last question.
Yeah.
This one's from a lady. And since we're talking about Seinfeld all the time, we'll call this lady Geraldine. Like Jerry, but a woman.
Nice.
Shut up, butthead. Sorry. I went blind for like 2 seconds and I had to vamp.
I saw.
Weird. All right. It's like it got dark, but it's still bright out. It was weird. It was scary.
All right,
ready?
You have to go to the doctor.
I think so. Because
you've been taping
one
your
second. It was
too much.
I think it's lost. I think a lot it's of my blood. Ass tape. It's leaking into my. You know how they say like you're supposed to butt chug for it to get to your like blood faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think there's like scotch poisoning in me.
ingested a lot of glue. Isn't that what happened to George's wife? Susan?
Yeah, that's right. She licked all the
wedding invites, yeah, and the glue poisoned her and she died.
God, what a show.
Solid app. All right. Longtime listener, first time giving a shitter, writes Geraldine. I'm a junior in college, and this year I've made some really good and close friends. Having such close friends who are into being goofy with me has caused me to come out of my shell more and really push the envelope. My favorite and funniest gag has been to flash my boobs at my friends. This is a goof for a laugh. My friends are all girls, so it's not that weird, but one of my friends has recently come out of the closet as bisexual. I don't care if she munches a carpet or eats a cockneyed sandwich because she's my friend. And the problem is we joke all the time about being gay together, even though we both mutually express that we do not want that. And I worry that I might be convincing my boyfriend that I'm gay, especially coupled with the fact that I'm so open to exposing myself to my friends as a goof. Basically, the joke is funny, and I do not want to stop, but I can tell my boyfriend is secretly worried about it, and I'm afraid that I will wake up one day, feel gay, and leave him. I am open about my sexuality and do not feel limited by labels, but I am really content with my boyfriend and have assured him that I have explored enough with the idea of being a lesbian to be sure that I want to be with him. How do I convince my boyfriend not to be worried about me goofing around with my friends? And please don't tell me to stop popping my nipples out because I will not listen. Thanks a bunch. Seize the cheese. Love, Geraldine. Wow.
All right. Wow. Okay. Yeah, it seems like the boyfriend, if that's a concern of his, it also doesn't really matter, you know, if she's flashing people or not. That's just like a weird anxiety that he has. He's hung up on, I don't know, it sounds like he's just jealous.
Yeah, or scared or something. I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of bad breakup in his past that started like this, and he's getting nervous about it.
Yeah, you know what? Not jealous. Like, I think there's an insecurity there. That's what it is. He's not worried that you're slowly becoming a lesbian because you're flashing your friends. I feel like that's what he's saying. But what he's really concerned about is like he's going to wake up one day and you won't like him anymore for a plethora of reasons. And this one is taking that form right now.
Yeah. The problem is you can't convince someone not to be worried. You just sort of have to assure them and hope that they understand that they shouldn't be worried. But this seems like such a small thing.
I think that a lot of these are also relationship growing pains. I don't know how long she's been with her boyfriend, but like, sometimes in the beginning of a new relationship, you're nervous and protective and you don't want it to go away because you're really happy. And the longer you stay with somebody, the more secure you feel because they haven't left yet. But
that's right.
I think it can be, it's worth having a conversation if it's been a while and he's still feeling like this. Then then you guys got to have like a talk. And maybe he needs to share why he feels so insecure.
Yeah, but the exact question of how do I convince my boyfriend not to be worried, it's hard to convince someone not to be worried. Yeah, you just have to say, don't worry, and hope they believe you.
Right, and I think it'll happen over time as you continue to flash your friends, as you said you would, and you don't become gay with them, that's going to convince him that it's not going to happen because it didn't happen. Okay.
Or it won't convince him, and you'll be convinced that it's not going to happen with him because he is, you know, kind of always angry about you being silly and goofy, which is not a good dichotomy there. That's not a good relationship at all.
You got to protect the silly and goofy. Don't kill your joy.
Yeah, this is us squeezing her shoulders. You have to protect it. That part goes away so quickly, so fast. You don't understand before you know it. You're 30 fucking 7 years old, living in a basement, hawking fucking wallets and podcast advice, and nobody's there. Nobody's
Hell, I'm going to flash your friends.
Exposing yourself. There's fucking wallets and cash taped all over your body. Get a fucking bag or something. Jesus Christ. You can't just use yourself as a bulletin board. You're a cork man. Man. I got a cork, man. I listened to you on the HeadGum podcast talking shit about downtown. That's another thing that I really enjoy.
I have to go on and defend it. I feel like I got roped into that whole conversation. I don't like the song. I don't think the song is great, but I didn't think it was I don't know. It was weird to me to do an entire segment about how bad it was because there's plenty of bad songs.
It didn't warrant that. Yeah, and at least that song, like we're talking about, is silly and fun. I feel like that's worth something in this crazy world.
Sure. I resent getting roped into the debate.
Yeah. You were like, you sort of got swept in the whirlwind. You're very impressionable, where it's like everyone starts talking shit about something. You're like, yeah, let me in.
Yeah, well, I thought it was funny. It's funny that it's all about a moped. I don't think I realized that, or I did at the time when you're watching the video. And it's like, oh, it's right. A song about a moped.
Man.
Yeah, listening back, look, I said on the podcast that I still like, I'm going 35 Dan.
That is a funny line indeed. Yeah, I guess check out the HeadGum podcast for more of us. It's fun, it's silly, it's wacky. It's,
yeah, I love a good time. Yes, I'm excited to listen to that episode with Lauren Lapkus.
That's right. That's out today. Me, Lauren, Marika, and Jeffrey. All right, that's it. That's it for our podcast. Thank you for writing in. Thank you for your questions, your emails, your song submissions. It's ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Oh, yeah. Still making videos on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. That's Jake Newman Watches. We even started making animated sketches. There's one up there about me and Jake stuck on Everest.
And we just recorded another one
that's right.
That is hopefully going to be animated soon.
Yeah, so it'll all be there. So check that out as well. And of course, the opening theme song was The Canebreakers. It was so good, so long, that I only played half of it up top. So let's listen to the second half right now.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, Canebreakers. Thanks to you guys for listening. And we'll be back, of course, next week. Ciao.
Ciao.
Why do you still keep him around when you know it brings me down? He's such a chipmunk, man. And I know that Jack's gonna get it right. He'll bring home the golden mic. You're such a chipmunk, man. If I were you, show, listen to these dudes. Though one of them's not a dude, though a gerbil he'll confess. And I am not blind, I know he's really trying, but he can never come on with general cleanliness. If I were you, show, listen to these dudes. Though one of them's not a dude, though he's eating acorns now. And I am not blind, I know he's really trying, but Jake is really chuffed that he's got it figured out. Amir said a golden mic would be nice.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.